You're listening to the Morning News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. Big Rapids Township and city officials met last night to discuss how new medical marijuana laws could potentially impact their communities. Tim Burke was there.
Members of the Big Rapids City Commission and the Big Rapids Township Board of Trustees are still digesting a massive amount of information regarding Michigan's new medical marijuana laws. At a special combined meeting on Wednesday, officials heard from a number of presenters both for and against it. Big Rapids Public Safety Director Jim Ettinger notes that even though medical marijuana is becoming big business and may be helping people, pot still has a stigma attached to it.
I don't care if you put medicinal, magic, or any other word in front of marijuana, it is still associated with deviance. Neither you or I made that a reality, but it is clearly associated with society's underculture.
City Commissioner Tom Hoganson may have summed up the presentations for many of those in attendance when he said,
"This whole discussion, not just tonight, but looking at all of this, leaves me with as many questions as does answers."
Hoganson added one thing missing at the meeting was hearing from those that have benefited from medical marijuana. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
Nestle Waters North America has reportedly appealed the denial of a permit that would allow it to pump more groundwater for a water bottling plant. The Osceola Township Planning Commission last month rejected the permit that Nestle wants to put up a new pumping station to increase production at its Ice Mountain bottled water plant near Everett. It could soon pay a bit more to work jury duty. The State House has passed legislation that would raise the payment for jurors from $25 to $30 for a full day of service. Republican Pete Lucido is sponsoring the bill. He says that in some cities it costs up to $25 just to park, so a juror who is there for a half a day loses money. The bill passed unanimously and now goes to the GOP-controlled Senate. West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton says he will support President Donald Trump's health care plan. The two met Wednesday to find a way to protect coverage for pre-existing conditions without losing votes from conservatives in Congress. The City of Big Rapids is partnering with Utility Service Partners, Inc. to offer residents a warranty program for its water and sewer lines. Tim Burke has the details.
Many homeowners have insurance, but most don't realize that insurance doesn't cover the water and sewer lines buried outside of the home to the point of utility connection. And it can be costly if one of those lines breaks. The Big Rapids City Commission recently approved a marketing agreement with Utility Service Partners Incorporated that may help. Residents can expect notification of the program in the near future, says City Manager Mark Gifford.
They generate a letter that then is sent out to residential customers, and customers then can decide whether or not they want to sign up.
The commission decided on USP after comparing several programs of the same nature. The warranty program offers an around-the-clock hotline and uses local contractors for repairs. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.